The oldest rocks on Earth are about 4 billion years old. They can't be older than the date of formation of the Earth from the dust in the pre-solar nebula that was left by previous stars exploding to create the chemical elements heavier than lithium. That age limitation doesn't apply to the dust itself. Many bits of such dust were found recently, embedded in a big rocky meteorite that hit the Earth on September 28, 1969, near the city of Murchison, Australia. Some proved to be 7 billion years old. How were they found? By dissolving away samples of the meteorite with acid to leave the pre-solar grains. Interestingly, the grains have a strong smell. Even the fall of the meteorite brought a distinctive smell in the air. I'd say you need a nose for science to think of dissolving a meteorite to find clues to the solar system. How was the age of the grains determined? It was by the abundance of isotopes of the inert gas neon trapped in the grains. Neon in these grains came from the original dust, but it was also formed anew at a constant rate by cosmic rays colliding with chemical elements in the grains. This creates three different isotopes with masses 20, 21, and 22, the total number of protons and neutrons. Not only was it tricky to separate the grains, it is real finesse to do chemical separation of neon and measurement of its isotopes on tiny samples about as long as a human hair is wide. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.